This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, welcome back to If I Were You. No, not welcome back. This is the beginning.
That was the perfect intro before. Let's do it one more time. Ready? We just heard something great. Woo!
Oh,
I love it.
That was amazing.
Woo out the way.
This episode is more of a party than anything else. We have three guests for the first time ever.
Wow.
Gerard, James, John, Jake. Everybody
I'm a host.
Has a J name.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, we have one A name, though.
Get out.
Your name is still cool.
Well, my name... Oh, I guess I can have a J name if you wanted to give me one. Like, what do you think?
Ooh.
What do I look like?
Oh.
Jew.
Oh, I'm not saying that.
Wait, what about Josh? Josh.
You don't look
You know what? No, I don't say Josh.
No.
Let's say a Joseph.
I like Joseph. Yeah, I have a cousin, though. His name is Jamar, which I feel like is
really
almost like adding a J to your name.
Yeah, and then, like, true. There's Jameer Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai.
Jamar is good, too. That's
Jamiroquai is also nice.
This whole podcast is just about renaming me to be slightly cooler. Guys, thanks for coming on our program.
Thanks for having us, Jamiroquai.
For those of you who don't know, these guys are the hosts of their own show on the HeadGum Network.
That's right.
It's called Black Men Can't Jump.
Hey, so technically, are we on our boss? Is this like a review with the boss? Are we like on the boss?
Yeah, this is a performance review.
This is a performance review. Oh, crap.
I didn't know.
I'll tell you right now, by the end of this podcast, only two of you will be the host of Black Men Can't Jump. And I'm one of them. How is that fair?
A fight to the death.
Me and James are already fighting for a microphone.
I'm just saying, it's like we changed your name to Jamar, and now you are.
Well, thanks for coming on our program, you guys. We really appreciate
it. We are in your home court right now.
We're in New York City.
Nick, our producer's home. I'd name drop Nick all the time.
Do you ever call him New York Nick?
Has Nick ever talked on our podcast?
Nick has never spoken.
Nick has never said anything.
Not once.
Gerard feels the need to bring up his name all the time. And now it's on your episode. Now on your
popular.
It's hard not to acknowledge his presence. There's two other people in the room right now.
Yes.
It's true. Other producers are popular on other podcasts.
Is that true? Like who?
Engineer Cody. Who is that from?
Engineer?
I think it's Comedy Bang Bang.
I bet you... their engineer producer doesn't have good hair like Nick. And Nick has some good hair.
Nobody is else, like, we definitely have the best looking producer.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. By far. And I've never seen another podcast producer.
But it don't look like Nick.
I would put money on it.
Yeah, well, because Nick's like one of the best looking humans that you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Oh, wait, are we pimping out our producer now?
I love that whenever somebody compliments Nick on his appearance, he just goes, yeah.
And I mean, I feel like
I've never seen him shake his head.
No, he doesn't shake it. He just goes, yeah.
Everyone's wishing
shrugs.
They could see a picture of him, but he will
should
forever
we should,
be behind
We should put
his...
up a Nick pic.
Yeah,
a
we have
Nick
to. A Dick Nick pic.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Isn't it more a Nick Dick pic?
There's
going
to be a picture.
Or
are
we calling Nick a dick? The Dick Nick pic.
Either way, it
the
works
pic
out.
The pic of Nick being a dick.
True.
On your guys' podcast, I feel like it's a very intellectual discourse, just breaking apart race, gender, stereotypes in film And then there's Jake and Mine podcast, which is just like advising people about whether or not they should break up with their girlfriend. Not as important.
Smaller problem. That's globally. Super important.
Yeah. That is super important. More important to specific, like two people, and less important to everybody else on earth.
Well, I don't have a girlfriend, so I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Let's start with that. Just like, so we're fully caught up. are you guys single? Just so I understand your viewpoint going forward.
I'm dating someone.
Okay.
I am also happily dating someone.
Happily
dating? Oh, God.
Oh, shit. That makes you unhappy.
I didn't know.
Like, your girlfriend wasn't mad a second ago.
And that's why I'm not dating anybody. Because I fear that. I fear little mistakes.
You know?
It's dangerous. It's like thin ice.
Yeah, tiny little fights.
You say the wrong name by accident.
Can I say this, though? The person that I'm dating is my first girlfriend ever.
Whoa. Really?
What? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been dating her?
For over a year and a half now, I think.
And how old are you?
27.
Oh, so you did start
late. This is an adult relationship now.
Yeah, a year and a half at 27. That's pretty serious. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let me just say this. The girl that I'm dating right now, this is my last girlfriend.
Oh! So.
Thank you.
No, yeah, he just means he's going to die alone. All right, thanks for coming, everybody. We'll be back. So you guys understand. I mean, this is an advice podcast. People will email us their questions. They're sort of seeking our wisdom and guidance. Sometimes it's just Jake and I. Sometimes we're joined by friends. Today we're joined by the most amount of friends we've ever had. Three in the same room. Five people. One podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so
aware. Many opinions.
So aware of how people cannot distinguish whose voice is talking.
Oh, yeah. At one point, me and Jimmy shared a mic. So it was two dudes, one mic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if we just said two people on the mic, anybody would call us out for that. If we just said there's two people in the room.
Or if we just said there's one guest.
Yeah, it's me doing voices like Carl Winslow. So are you guys opinionated? Are you guys down to help at least lend your wisdom? There's no right or wrong answer.
This would be a bad time to find out. On whether or not this is good advice, right?
It's if I were you. So it's all like you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
It's
all like, day. Ready.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely ready.
Yeah, you just need honest. All you got to be is honest. You just got to promise me you'll say what you think.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to be really good at this.
All right. All right. Okay.
I actually agree. I think you will be very good at
this. But I think I would be the best.
Oh yeah,
at this.
I actually think my girlfriend will be the best, but I guess that's me. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, this is also a great part of our show. We have to come up with fake names for these real people. Do you want to start giving us a fake name
for a guy or girl?
For a guy.
Let's say Charles. Charles Love.
Charles Love. Charles Love.
Bang bang.
Love that. Charles Love writes. 3 years ago, I dated this chick, and we ended up breaking up because I was a dick. Cut to 2013, and we start dating again. It's been about 2.5 years, and things are starting to go back to the way it was before. Oh. I'm finding her too clingy and annoying and not that attractive, even though she's like a 7.9 out of 10. We're always getting into arguments, and honestly, I don't know whether to break up with her or not. I want to, but when I think about breaking up with her, I miss the sex and stuff. I don't want to feel lonely. I always feel like I can get with other girls when I'm with my girl, but I hate the feeling of dating her or even screwing somebody else, and then I get jealous when she talks to other boys. I know I sound like a dick, but maybe I'm still with her because I don't want to be alone. I'm 20. So what would So what should I do, guys? Should I break up with her, keep her, or have one last root and then boot? Some days I do feel like I love her, but other days, not so much. WTF is wrong with me. Help, please. Sincerely, Charles Love.
Who wants to go first? Because I got a statement for
this. This has to be a video podcast because your reactions are so
funny. I felt like you're about to tackle me.
Yeah, Charles.
That's the one you want to say. First off,
for the listener,
Charles, I thought that Amir wrote the email.
Charles, put yourself in the face, Charles. Let me tell you why. Okay.
Charles Love. His last name should not be Love.
No, Bray. I'm not going to defend Charles Love over here.
I'm not telling you to defend him.
His name is cool. First off, she getting she's a 7.9. What is it? A 7.9. Shut the hell up, Charles. You got a girlfriend, and you probably ain't that damn attractive, Charles.
Oh, man.
I'm saying it. He said his girlfriend ain't that attractive. He said he ain't that. You know what's happening now, Charles, 2 years later? You're being a dick again, Charles. That's what's happening. Jesus. How about you be a man, figure your shit out.
All right.
And get, no. Screw Charles. We started off like this. He gave her a 7.2.
9.
7.9. Just say an 8 then. Damn, Charles. 7.9. What kind of does that?
I,
have to agree with you on that one. Just say
it. What's wrong with you, Charles?
Yeah, there's no...
Charles, be a human, okay?
All right, Jerron.
No, I'm not... One more thing about Charles, okay? If Charles has a hot top fade... Screw yourself again, Charles. Okay. I'm going to tell you why.
You're putting a haircut on him.
Why? Because I feel like I know what Charles looks like in any race he might be. Yeah. Okay. In all races, he's still an asshole.
You think he looks
better?
You think he looks like Iman Shumpert?
Yes. Yes. I feel like somewhere right now, Charles has on a gold chain.
Oh.
Sorry. Go ahead, Brett.
Okay.
Listen, I'm really happy you're going next
because I got that verbal lashing. First of all, I do have to say, though, you're not crazy, Charles.
Oh, John,
not
you seem crazy. Like the more sensitive kind. It's kind guy.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not gonna defend all of Charles' actions. I do think the way that he's looking at relationships is a little problematic right now.
Sure,
but you're not crazy. Also, you're very young, and it makes sense that you would like be thinking about other girls and all that stuff. Even when you're the most happily married people. Think about that stuff.
Didn't all of his problems disappear when we heard he was 20?
Yeah.
Yes.
It did. We were like, you're young.
Everyone just left.
I think it was just because he was like 3 years ago, I broke up with her, and then...
We got back together.
Then we got back together, and now we've been together for 2.5.
Back in my old behavior.
So, to me, I added up, 5.5 years, and then when he said he was 20, I was like, you're talking about a high school relationship.
So you were, 9 when it started.
Yeah, what?
No, we got to nip this in the bud.
I will say, here's the thing. I will say, to Jerron's point, I don't know. Really what he was trying to say, but when you're in a relationship for love and you have to know that there are going to be some days that are not going to feel as good as others, right? That's natural, but that doesn't mean that the relationship is a mess. That being said, just wanting to stay with someone just because you like having sex with them and you're jealous of them having sex with somebody else is not a good reason to stay in a relationship.
Sex is hard to have when you're 16.
Right.
Post 20, I don't need a girlfriend so I can have sex.
Yeah, you're 20.
If anything, a girlfriend is a little bit more prohibitive to me having sex. I have way more sex when I'm single than in a 2.5 year relationship.
Especially when you're 20, because that time you can go to the gym and get ripped in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, this is my thing. The only reason I'm saying that about Charles, this is my thing. I feel like men, we've been doing not us in this room, because we're all wonderful men.
Obviously.
But in general, men are beginning a bad rep for catcalling and dude and being just jerks. Come on, man. We got to step up, because right now we don't nip this 20-year-old Charles in the bud and be like, Charles, step up or just be nice. Charles is going to be, you know what he's going to be? He's going to be a 30-year-old.
That's true.
Dick.
It's good that he's coming to us now.
Yeah, so Charles, what me being angry with you, Charles, is just me being I love you, Charles.
It's
be better,
love.
Charles.
But now, here's my thing, though. What are you saying he should do? Are you saying
I think he needs to just decide, sit down, have a conversation. Do you really like her? That's it. And if you don't like her as a human, if you don't like hanging out with her, if you don't like being around her without having sex...
Well, the hardest breakups are ones that don't stem out of a specific fight or reason. I oftentimes hear or remember feeling I wish she just did something bad, because that would give me a reason I can point to, be like, you cheated on me. So a lot of times people are just like, oh, I'm just going to be so mean to her until she does something awful. Then I have a reason, or she'll break up with me and I can get out of it. The problem is breaking up is so hard because you will feel lonely afterwards. So that's the hardest kind of breaking up to do, especially when you're 20, because you don't know what's going to happen between 20 and 30. This is 20% of his life has been with this girl. So he's like, seriously, holy shit, what am I supposed to do without her? Maybe what if I don't find anybody else? Odds are he will find somebody else.
Yeah, he knows he will. I feel
if 20, nothing's actually happened yet.
Yeah, you don't have a career. You're not you're going to grow up. You probably even haven't even finished growing as a man.
This is what 40-year-olds would tell us. We're like, no, we're 30. We get it. Yeah. And then 40 is 30? You haven't even
have
done
a
anything
son, so
yet.
You don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true. It's true.
It's all relative.
What do you got to say?
This is what I want to say to Charles.
This is James III.
Charles, this is James III.
Oh, hey.
And look, man.
The name does carry a lot of gravitas.
The voice gets extra deep.
Yo, the whole time, man, it doesn't sound like you're talking about her and how you feel about her.
Exactly.
And you might not want to be alone, but that doesn't have anything to do with her. The sex also, I'm sorry to say, it doesn't have anything to do with her. Sex feels good. It does. Sometimes it's not the best time, but sex feels good. It does. So you got to, Gerard was saying, you got to be a man, and you got to think about how you feel about her. And if you love her and want to be with her, then you need to stick it out. But you don't need to just have one and done or whatever the fuck your last line was.
He said like one last root. It's been 2.5 years. Like it's not like, yeah, one like, last good one.
A root and boot is what he called it.
A root and boot.
Charles, you know they were, you knew that was gonna get red. You said root and boot, Charles, root and boot. Who says what is boot?
That's
come on,
that.
Charles. I can't be a friend of yours, Charles. You gonna say root and boot, knowing people gonna hear that.
To be fair, he's probably British.
oh, you say root and boot? Oh, respect.
Respect. Love it.
Because it gives it because you can say anything with an accent. It's like, oh, that kind of sounds cool.
Yeah, it's charming. That was charming.
I mean, how often do people stay together because it's like, oh, I don't want her to fuck somebody else?
I mean, that's the weirdest thing, man. I try to think about horrible. People taking a dump.
Isn't that weird? Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's just talk about it real quick, though, because if you, that is like some possessive, like weird, like, disgusting stuff.
I can't connect that part of my brain to like make to make me care about.
No, I get that.
Because you don't own her. No, like she can have sex with whoever she wants to if you guys break up.
It's true, but the thing that's so weird, and not defending people who think like that, but it's like, I've had that thought of like, let me tell you why, but it is a very gender biased thing where it's like, I feel like we live in a world where like, women definitely control their sexuality, but men are such assholes in a way where it's like a man and woman can like agree to have sex, but at the end of the day, that dude could be like, I fucked her. And sorry to use crass language, but it's like, it's that thing of like, well, someone's, it's so like harsh
it's
and aggressive.
Conquering.
Yeah. And it's like, if someone says that to someone about somebody you love or loved, it's like, you mother. It's like, it instantly brings out like,
because you know what it is to
me.
Be single and just to fuck.
Yeah, and it's like,
and breaking up is almost like casting somebody into that vile
world.
Like,
you respect her more than, you know, it's like, I already come defensive, like, respect her more than that. Like, why are you just, you what? Like, I don't know. Even if it was like consensual, it's like, it's just a.
Right, especially because you spent the last 2.5 years in a relationship where they're like, wait a minute, I'm going to the parks and going to the museum and meeting her family. You just got drunk with her one night and you get to fuck her.
Yeah,
that's
so disrespectful almost.
But like, that depends if like, that's what she wants. Like, if somebody, like, if Charles' girlfriend wants to go out and just get, like, raw fucked, like, hell yeah, then she gets to do that if she's single.
Yeah, I think it's
and like, Charles isn't allowed to keep on care. Like, I mean, he can care, but
he can
like
care, but he should put it out of his mind. And that's not a reason to stay in a relationship.
I feel like he's also like using that idea as like, is that love? Wondering if that's love.
No,
like,
no, thought.
But
it's not.
But do you know what I mean? But that's what he's wondering. He's going. I feel bad when I think about her being with someone else.
That's
like, sure,
it's insecurity. It's not love.
Right.
I will say that. I will say that. That will be my last point of Charles. Like, dude, love. You'll know it because you will want to do. You will want to make her happy. You will stop thinking about your happiness. You'll start thinking about hers. And if all you're doing, which it sounds like, honestly, from your question, if all you're doing is thinking about your happiness and how much she's not making you happy, then it's like, dude, then get out of it, because that's not what love is about. Love is about making the other person happy.
I always thought love was just maximized like.
No.
Like, the most, at age 20, the most you like somebody is love. And it's different when you're 30, because then the maximum becomes a different amount of maximum.
Right.
But I'm very analytical, mathematical.
No, I think the same thing. It's like, are you single? Are you single? See, I'm also single. Like, I think of love as like very like.
I like it the most.
Yeah, it's like, to me, it's like, it's very like conscious. It's like, okay, I'm deciding whether or not I'm going to let this relationship go into like a point to even become love. It's like, okay, I like this person. Let's stick this out and get to the point of love. You know, it's very like calculated, like, this is like a good risk. Let's do it.
Right. And some people start out with love and get lower. I think I start out with like and get higher.
Okay. I start out with love and I get lower. So sometimes I just need to like know when to adjust like
the levels.
Yeah. Mm. So like
you need
I
a level later.
I basically always fall in love at the drop of a hat. So most of the time I'm like looking not for love at all.
Oh. Right.
Every couple of years I'm like, time for love.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, basically, whoever's nearby just gets
I guess all the
right.
Love.
You want
Cupid's
to love.
Arrow. I remember you fucked the cactus once.
Yeah, I love that cactus.
Yeah, I guess it was the first thing I saw. did we advise this gentleman?
I think so,
Charles. Man, we love you, man. Just step up, Charles.
It's true.
That's
it really is step up,
man. That's it.
Yeah.
I feel like at age 20, 3.5 years of being in the relationship, you gave it a go. Mm-hmm. Why don't you see what else is out there?
Go out there, run amok.
Yeah.
Be and like also, young James was.
And like, but also,
don't do that to me.
But also, don't be a dick and don't be like, the reason I'm leaving you is because I want to have sex with other people. Like, I don't know. Right. You, just no, say don't it in a...
That. Don't just, like, just temp more temper... Like, I yeah. want to have, like, a more robust experience.
Yeah. Yeah, but I want to just experience new things, you know, learn.
It's, yeah, but it's so hard to say that. It's hard to say that without... That's what I was saying. It's hard to break up with someone without a specific reason. True.
I remember when I was, like, 23, we were, like, both being so cryptic. And finally, I was just like, I want to sleep. She's like, do you want to sleep with other people? And I was like... Yes, and she's like, "Get the fuck out!"
I was a ghoster when I was younger.
You're
I guess they call it ghosting. Oh. I'm not proud of it, and I maybe still do it every now and then.
I hate it.
Yeah. I maybe now. I'm trying my best to stop.
A
doing
lot of
it
people
now.
Ghost now.
Yeah, I like. So I
it was too. Easier to ghost. I think it was easier to ghost before when you could be like, "Oh, that
true.
Text didn't come through." Because now, like, your text comes through on like four different devices,
and now, like, you have social media, so like, I may stop texting, but if I do like a post for like a show, or for instance, one time I posted. This is my fault. I posted our podcast. It was like, oh, check out a new episode. And I did not respond to text messages in like 3 or 4 days.
So she's
oh,
like,
you can post about a podcast, but you can't respond. I was like, that's very valid. I am sorry.
That's also your fault for not hiding her on your Facebook feed.
Yeah, it was like, it was my fault again.
Well,
I
my issue
it.
With ghosting is one, it's easier for the ghoster. It's easier for you not to do anything than to actually deal with a confrontation. But two, what is she hoping to get out of calling you out? Like, whenever I'm ghosted, I'm never just like, hey, you ignored me. And then it's like, okay, I'm putting her in a position where she has to respond to me.
To that's be honest, good. I don't like you anymore.
Yeah, all right, that's all I wanted
that's
to hear.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. I mean, I guess you wanted to come. I've been ghosted recently, you know, and it happens. I'm like, you know
I
what?
Don't like
sometimes
it.
Sometimes it feels good, though. Like, I've been ghosted, too, and I'm like, good for you.
Yeah, well, I'm like, good for you.
Okay, it only depends on how long the communication has happened for, I guess. But I also...
My dad ghosted me, actually.
Oh, no.
After 41 years.
But I think it's so... Like, people are so afraid of confrontation, but it's like... Well, I don't know. I guess it's because some of the people, when they respond so badly to like hearing,
it's totally just being like afraid you. Of like I don't want to have to stare someone in the eye or text them and say, "Listen, I don't want to hang out with you anymore."
But
that's
that
a difficult
back to
thing
choosing
to do.
Like people that you would feel comfortable, like that could handle that news.
Everybody can handle it. Nobody's
not all the time.
Off.
Some people freak out. Some people
freaking
fucking
out is fine. Like they're not going to jump off a building because you said, "Hey, I can't be with you
exactly.
right now."
Someone might stab you with a fork or something. Though.
Yeah,
person was going to stab you. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
They were kind of just looking for an excuse to do it the entire time.
If you ghost them, they'll probably do much worse than you than being honest.
Oh my god!
Because in reality, it's the more polite thing to do. Even if at the time they feel like anger. Eventually they'll be like, well, I'm glad I know. It's better to know now than to write a question to the podcast and be like, yeah, there's this girl.
There's a middle ground and it's called the fading away.
That's ghosting.
Fading away.
Ghosts.
Yeah, I fade. Like they don't, nobody's like spooked. Like, what was that?
Like no one's like, I know what you're saying. That's dropping subtle hints.
He's gone. A ship disappearing on the horizon.
Totally.
That's ghosting. That's ghosting.
It's a slow ghosting.
It's a slow ghost.
It's pulling off the band-aid in the shower. That's what it is.
Well, you got to start it off.
It's a slow ghost.
I don't text messages. Like I don't respond to text messages for like an hour or two.
Yeah.
Just naturally. So that
setting,
way it's like...
Even if you get it right away.
Even if I get it, I'm
yeah,
like, oh,
definitely.
I definitely respond a little bit later.
You don't want
later.
The person to know that you can respond right away.
You got
to
set a standard of like, hey, I might respond... I'm sorry.
No, it's 100% true.
I'm sorry.
No, this isn't even just for girls. This is everybody.
Yeah.
Universal.
People should not have access to you 24/7.
That's right. Good. Yeah, you have to tighten the faucet.
Yeah, you really.
It's got to be a drip. It can't just be like the floodgates are open. Now we're having full on like back and forth conversation. Mm-hmm. But it does speed up really very quickly. Like you wait an hour, she waits 48 minutes, then you're like, all right, I'll wait 47. And then that number gets lower and lower, and suddenly you're having a chat.
It's just like instantaneous.
One quick,
like to be confusing.
I like to zig when others zag.
Unprofessional.
I went on a Tinder date with this girl.
Yes, dude.
And. Oh, we can talk about Tinder all day. but I went on a Tinder date with this girl and I thought we had a good time. And she said we had a good time. And she was like, yeah, like, let's go out again. Like, she said that. It was great. I was texting her trying to figure out a time. Every time it was kind of busy. And then I realized, oh, she's like slowly ghosting me.
Yeah.
And then I just texted her and I was like, hey, if you don't want to go out, just tell me and I'll stop asking you. And she was like, oh, yeah, sorry. I guess I don't.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you understand how easy this was to just text me that? Like, I don't know you. Calm down. Just text me. You don't care. Like, I thought you cared. That's why I was trying.
What if it's the 10th date and you don't want to go on an 11th? Then
that's
it
honestly,
comes a little
just
harder.
I mean, yeah, maybe, maybe just because it's like, do I do it in text? Do I do it in person?
Yeah.
But like, I still think telling somebody straight up is just a better way because then it's like
Definitely. They
know. And then like if they start acting crazy, then that's their fault. But if you start ignoring somebody, how do they know? It's like, how do they know if you're busy or not?
You don't know what want, I mean? I don't want like 5, 7, 10, however many girls it will end up being before I kill myself out there mad at me. I want at my funeral when the girls come together, if right. they do, I think they should just all come to my funeral.
Person. Oh, they all yeah. should come.
I don't want them all to be mad.
If I died in an accident, there'd be like 8 different people being like, we were so close. And they would be like, how did you know? Like,
oh,
we're
God.
Dating. We're dating. Right. Like, that's.
Oh, I'm just terrible. Saying it's hard to have that conversation, but I think it makes you look like the better person. Person later on. Maybe that's yes. another layer of See, selfishness I've, where I'm like, I want to be such a good right. person that I'll be honest to them that it's not, I'm not even worried about them. I'm just worried about their perception.
I mean,
me.
It, there, yeah, but you still did the thing that was
good.
More polite and
everybody
good.
Prefers honesty.
True?
Or would you rather be ghosted?
I want you to lie to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, you lie to me.
Dude, if I ask somebody out twice, I think it's 2 dodge texts and a non-response. That's
yeah,
it.
Let me
and then I'll never
use my example
again.
Like of the recent time when I got ghosted. And I was like, oh, I respect what you just did here.
Okay.
We went out on a date, and it was one of my coworker's friends. So I was like, I was trying my best not to be a
oh,
douche
that's tough.
Because it was
connection.
A coworker's friend. So I'm like, all right, this has got to like end cordially or something.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
We went to like, I let her pick, went to a restaurant. We were there for like 2.5 hours.
Meatball
that's a
shop?
Long time.
Dinner.
We went to dinner, which is like an adult
I don't think I've ever
dinner.
Been on a dinner date in my entire life.
Now, listen, this is the first time I've been on one as an adult where we had to like eat food and like talk for a long my amount nightmare. Of time. Mm-hmm. It was fine. Leave. Then we start texting in the week, and I'm like, okay. The date was very weird because like she was talking about herself a lot, which I guess you are supposed to let happen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is
let happen.
I mean, like, no, I was trying to like, I'm like, hopefully, like after you talk about yourself, I'm gonna get one of those like, hey, what do you do?
Right.
That happened
right.
like twice. Anyway, so like we keep going in this conversation, and I'm like, we texting, and I'm like, all right, my coworker, I'm gonna see her on Monday, so I'm gonna set up a date too. Okay, so at least like whatever happens, at least I was like, hey, you heard from me, date 2. We plan this date and then or like a day. Yeah. And I just stopped hearing from her.
I'm
like, so it was one of those things where like, oh, did the text not go through?
After the date was planned?
Hear me out. So it's like, we said, oh, maybe Saturday. She was busy. I was kind of busy. Like, all right, I'm gonna follow up later.
Got it.
So like followed up later, didn't hear anything back. So I'm like, okay, either you're busy or this is the ghost moment. This is the moment. And I'm like, I'm going to let this ride for a little bit. I'm going to let it ride for a couple hours. See what happens. Okay? She didn't say anything. So I'm like, all right. I saw my coworker. I'm like, you know, let me just say. So I was like, yeah, we can do something else if you want. Still didn't get a response. I'm like, the ghost, it happened.
Yeah,
wow. So now
happened.
I'm free.
Yeah.
But also, I was like, I respect you for like, you know what? Before this day 2 happened, we got to spend money. I'm going to just stop.
But wouldn't you respect more like, hey,
yeah,
I actually
what are
wasn't
you
really
talking
feeling
about?
No, because my
how
no,
do you respect?
I'm fine with that.
You got it. You didn't
I'm
have to.
Fine.
She did the easy
I understand.
Thing.
Whoa,
time out. It's okay.
What happened.
It's okay that you're fine with it, but that's not a thing to be respected for.
I love it.
I'm okay with it. Why not?
I don't want to be jumped.
Okay, but it's like, it's not a respect. Like, she didn't do something that was hard. She did the easiest thing to do, which is not respond.
No, it's hard. That's like sign language.
It's tough because it's tough, right? Because she did save you another dinner, right?
She
like she did
me.
Save you another
Help
dinner.
Me out.
But like,
we're not worried about the result.
But
we're
she could also
she
save
it.
You another dinner by just saying like, "Hey, I'm not feeling
Look,
it."
Look, man, she could have, but the thing is, she did.
Oh, she saved
what
your
no, what
her
I'm saying,
precious
she did,
prize.
She did whatever she had to do, and I was like, "Look, game peeps game. All you right. did. You did the ghost." And the thing is. As a fellow ghoster, I could see when the ghost right. alley-oop was happening. Like,
here.
Oh, this is the moment.
Next
let
question.
Me, let me finalize
I'm
it.
With this. I'm
ghost
so
happen.
Mad. I'm so mad.
James, come on, James.
This is agree to disagree, because like you and I could date and stop talking to each other really easily.
Easily. We could date and be done. Like,
first
like,
of all, look, when people ghost, I get it. I understand it. But it's just like, I'm just like, it would happen so much quicker. And you would save me like 3 or 4 texts.
I like being on my phone.
I blame on the ghostie. Right. I blame that on the ghostie. The ghostie should know they've been ghosting.
No.
And stop responding.
You don't know because some people are actually busy.
Wait. James hasn't said a lot. I just want him to have the final word, the closing argument.
I mean, I'm just going to say this about ghosting.
And another
okay.
thing.
We have human beings have worked for just too many years to develop what has become our current day language. Okay.
Yeah.
And yes. and we are failing ourselves by choosing to not communicate
Preach.
To each other. So really, you know, you would save yourself a lot of time and a lot of heartache and a lot of pain if you just tell people how you feel.
Amen.
Ghosts don't have pain.
No. James has the last word. James has the last word.
Isn't that the last word now, though?
James,
thank
Ghosting
you.
Ghosting is the absence of pain.
Next question.
So maybe there is no absolute truth. Maybe some people prefer ghosting, some people don't.
Yeah. All right, next question.
We're actually roughly over halfway done, so we'll take one break.
Insane.
We'll take a break. We got really deep, and we took a pivot, and I feel like we answered 5 questions, but only one was asked. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Hey, we're back. During the break, we started yelling at each other again. I said, this is a perfect opportunity to bring somebody else in the fold. Right now, it's a 5, 27 to 32-year-olds talking about what we know, which is about being dudes in our late 20s.
Right.
But there is a 20-year-old female in the room. Why don't we just ask her some questions about it's ghosting? True. Carly, HeadGum Brooklyn Intern East has how many unread texts? How many unread conversations in your phone right now?
130 exactly.
130.
130.
Goodness.
This isn't her. This isn't her email. This is
no.
Text
these are texts.
These are texts.
Are these texts you didn't even open? So like you'll see the beginning of a sentence dot 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 and be like, I don't even want to finish that.
Right. Like because of the whole preview thing, like I'll preview the text and I'm like, I can't deal with this right now. And
and then you just never deal with it.
Right, and then I just let it sit there and decay.
Of the 130, how many of them are from boys?
It's not like, okay, I'm not
it's not
like
a romantic
some
thing,
like
necessarily.
Connoisseur of men. Like it's not like every text I'm receiving is like
right.
a but male
you said a
suitor.
Lot of, before the mic was on, you did say a lot of them are dudes.
Many of them are dudes. I mean
130 isn't like I don't even know if I've ever gotten a text from 130 different people in my life.
No.
I'm looking through.
Isn't it?
Can I ask you this? Do you mind reading one? Like
I'm
a later one. I want to know like a later one that you haven't read.
Okay, because I'm trying to see the last text.
I'm not looking. I'm trying my best not to look in the phone.
There was one from like my roommate. Like, it's like stuff like that. Like she said, gonna be home later. Like I wasn't gonna open it and be like, great. Like
wait, okay, but why don't you just open it and you can just open it and not respond?
You said you like looking at the red dots right. and saying go Carly.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Talk about that. Talk about that.
Yeah. I want the more juicy ones.
It makes you feel powerful to have unread text to unresponds.
Well, isn't it so I was saying before we started this, like, it's the same sort of vibe as, like, girls on Tinder. Like, girls on Tinder are like, I hold the power because, right. like, most guys
look
swipe right
many.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, Bumble and all that other stuff is, like, popular now because, like, the girls have to be proactive about it. It's the same mentality. It's just not an app. It's, like, on my phone.
Can we talk about this? Go.
Benefit of the doubt, though. Benefit of the doubt real quick. Do you see some of them? Like, do you get, like, the notification and you can, like, kind of see part of the text?
It's usually I can read the whole text. Like, I got one on Thursday. My friend's phone's about to die. If you go out, text my friend. And it was his friend's number. I didn't text.
Oh, that's so desperate. I've sent that text before.
You
got to
open it.
Okay.
But you sent that dude your number, right?
It's someone I know.
Oh, okay.
All right, let me ask you this question. All right, so I know some women sometimes were like, they won't save a guy's number in the phone. So like, even if a dude is like texting or something like that. So it's like when they're texting.
You don't do that? I do that.
I mean, look, man, my phone situation is a whole different breed, okay? All
right. But you do that, right?
I mean, I don't like people, period. So I don't say nobody number until I have to. So okay. I just saved James' number a year ago. That's when we start living together.
You have four contacts. I'm just saying, as a straight organizational thing.
Yeah, Ray, you went down there, you going to ask it?
All right.
How long has his number been in your phone?
Hey, man, this is about me right now, okay?
Okay, fine. This is a question to Carly.
Carly.
Okay.
What's the oldest text message you haven't read?
You should have told me this before, and now I got to scroll.
Oh my God!
Yo,
how many? I don't understand your phone right now. But this
like
is the same thing.
Summer,
people like
someone said, "Hey, I'm here." I'm assuming it was a party or something.
Don't you want to at least mark it as red to get rid of the dots? Like, doesn't the dot bother you?
No, it likes.
Me.
She likes
like
it.
The dot.
She
you
likes
live off the
it's
dot.
Like the
you
same.
Feed off the
you
dot.
Get off on the dot.
No, you do. No, here's the thing. Because people get off on unread emails. People get off on unread. I mean, notifications. I've seen people like. They have like 100, 500 notifications. I'm like, why don't you just click that button? They're like, why can't I be bothered? What do you mean you can't be bothered? It's a one click and then all of them disappear.
Okay.
You don't want to do it because you like looking at that number because it makes you think more people like you than they actually do.
Oh my God.
That's right.
Okay. No, I have a rebuttal. I'm a competent young woman. No, my generation is what the whole, like, we're based on, like, instant gratification, like, likes on Facebook, like, likes on Instagram, like,
right.
instantly know.
Right.
This is contradictory, I think, because most of my friends hate that I don't open the messages.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's annoying. They call me out on it. I mean,
right, because it's rude.
Right. It is in certain contexts. To be fair, literally, I scrolled past one that was, like, from AT&T that was like, oops, you forgot to pay your bill last week. So, like, it's like, okay, I didn't open that, but I should delete it, but I just haven't gotten around to it. But emails I totally open.
What about ghosting? Are any of those 130 you not responding to a boy
ghosting?
Inquiring about you?
I don't do the ghost. I do, if we're you know,
pivoting a little
bit. It'll be the fade away. It'll be like a
next
that's
or
ghosting.
Explain the fade away.
Slow
explain
fade.
The fade away. Explain
the fade,
the
fade
away
is ghosting.
No, or,
I love how you guys. I love how you guys have turned.
No, the fade away. The fade away is different.
Long enough, then it's not ghosting.
Yeah, no.
It's
ghosts are literally transparent. They fade away.
No, the fade away is different.
Famous for
set
fading
up the fade away.
No, okay.
Set up the fade away.
No, a ghosting is different than just straight ignoring. Like
that's the stiff.
No,
arm.
The fade away. You can even be like, because a lot of my like interactions with human males are like with. Through people I know. So it's like a group thing. It's like we keep hanging out and we pivot back to being friends.
Right,
and it's I don't do the extra stuff of like us texting or us Snapchatting together.
Okay,
like, we're just friends
again. I respect that because that's changing.
I don't ignore them. It's just I stop giving you like any
that's
kind of good vibes.
Wait,
that's
no, different. No, you no, that's worse. Okay.
Do you understand?
No, Because basically what you're doing is you're friend zoning them, okay? That's me basically. No, that's not okay. Because I'm not your friend.
Why is that not okay?
Because we're not friends. That's not friends. Let me tell you why.
She said they were friends.
No, no, no. You weren't friends. You know what it was? You know what it was? You know what it was?
You messed up.
No, no, no. What it was is he likes you and was like, oh, I got to get to know her. Let me see who she is. And then he tries to make the move. And she's like, you know what? I don't like this. I'm going to put you back in the friend zone box. He wasn't friends. I bet if you opened him, right? If you were like, hey, do you want to go on a date?
But here's Jirah. Here's the thing, though. If he doesn't want to be if he doesn't want to be friends with her, that's his prerogative, and he could stop being friends with her.
Also, the last
that she's not friend zoning him. She's like, we were friends, and if you had an ulterior motive while we were friends, that's on you. That's not
that's not ulterior.
That's not what Carly. That's not what Carly said.
That's what
I'm saying. No, I reword the relationship. Because if I went that to that place in the first place, I must enjoy you as like a human. I enjoy being around you. But then no.
Do you ever say, because this goes back to what my point was before, do you ever say we are better as friends?
No, not straight up like that. But the last, okay, to be fair to me, because I feel like I'm in a lot of heat right now.
he was yelling at you before.
There are like five dudes and they were all yelling at
you. You represent a lot of women to us tonight.
Wait, can I just say though, when I was yelling before about the gratification of not unchecked Facebook notifications.
It wasn't to you.
It wasn't to females, it was to everybody. There are guys who do it too. Okay, I just want to put that out.
You represent something greater.
So to the female listeners, I'm here feeling it out for you. Ah. You're welcome. No, but it's the last time this happened, this same situation, but I was the person being told like, hey, like, this was weird. Let's be friends again.
Okay.
And I'm totally fine with that. Yeah. Like, just be up front. It was a conversation and like, we're friends again. Not a big deal. So many, literally,
like,
not at all.
Social cues and like the way people give them and receive them are so different, right?
Yeah,
like I don't necessarily want to be told like, "Hey, we're better off as friends." Sometimes, like, I want to be trusted that I'll understand that,
and so that's because you do that to other people, and you're like, "Yeah, it's like treat people how you want to be treated yourself." But in the opposite, you want to be treated how you treat other people.
Yeah,
that way you don't feel as guilty.
I think that's right, but it also sounds a little loaded.
Yeah, well, it is loaded. Like, he just said it. You're doing it because you don't want to feel guilty.
But it's like, I feel like everyone, and you know, I'm gonna speak for myself. Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, this is my thing.
I didn't.
So far, you've been speaking for mankind.
I mean, now, listen, I was trying to speak for
men. He's speaking with me for me too.
The thing is, like, I feel like everyone's been in a situation where it's like, you know, again, because we live in a world now where like a lot of dudes mess up for a lot of other dudes. So it's like to prove that you're not like a dick, you gotta like be nice, cordial, as you should be anyway. Which sometimes can be misconstrued as like I just want to be like your friend. So that guy has probably always made his intentions of social cues of like, I like you. I'm trying, which is becoming a mix of like, oh, the signals are mixed.
Okay.
So maybe the guy does the thing of like, hey, I want to take you out on a date. Now this is official, I like you.
Right.
Then the whole friend zone thing happens and it's like, we weren't friends. Like, I was always trying to pursue you. You just didn't see the cues because you weren't attracted to me. And now I'm the mean one because I'm like,
no. But
then are you saying that like, that moment before the date, y'all weren't friends? Like,
because
that's like,
not really.
But Jirah, but here's the thing, really. Jirah, you can pursue somebody. First of all, it's different. It's different for her age than our age.
True. Very true.
But like, once you get out of school, like, you can't try to be trying to be friends with somebody just so that you can have sex with them or date them
is the problem. Y'all, see, the thing is, I think the word friend needs to be like, I feel like people use the word friend in a very grand scale. Because a lot of people ain't my friend. I say hi to you. We have conversations, but we're not friends.
Do you have any female friends?
I have plenty. And the thing is, the way I define, like, especially when it comes to gender, and I feel like it has to be aligned. When it comes to my female friends, I do not at any point under any circumstances would want to have sex with my female friends because they are legit a friend. I feel like if there's a point in your friendship
it's not that you don't want to, but you make the distinct line.
No. I feel like a friend is someone you don't see as like a, like, I don't have sex with my friends. Like, I'm like, yes, you may be attractive, but like, we're just not, that's not a thing. Like, basically my thing is if there's a day where like your friend
comes
to
you. But women are doing the same thing.
Hear me out. Hear me out, though. I hear you.
I'm listening.
What I'm saying is just because, all right, a guy is nice doesn't mean he's trying to be your friend. He's probably trying.
But here's my thing. It's just that if he wants to be more than a friend, then he needs to say it. And if he hasn't said it, And then when he finally does, and the person's like, no, I think we should just be friends because that's what we were. And he, can't, that, be like, he can't be like, you know what? No, because the last 3 months, I wasn't really trying to be your friend.
Well,
I was just trying
to
get in your pants.
Well, screw him then. That's what I'm saying. The thing is, I feel like that word friend is what's throwing things off. It's like, because you, I keep saying that you weren't friends. You're like, oh, for the last 3 months, you were friends. At no, I think again, that's the signals.
What
the,
do you
the
think?
The signals.
Okay. It's that. It's the.
I think some people. I
it's
think
the romantic
people,
comedy problem, I th- right?
It is. It's
because
like signals are getting crossed.
In romantic comedies, right?
Please.
But, well, did you have something?
No, I didn't.
Well, because like you know, in romantic comedies, right? There's the dude, the guy. He's like, oh, he's like, I'm a nice guy. You know, blah blah blah. And then like, and then
he never says it, right? He's never like,
never
I like
it.
You.
There, you get rid like. The friend zone's a great place to be. I fuck my friends all the time. Like, that's the way you get in. Like, if I think it's wrong to despair in the friend zone. Like, oh, she fucking friend zoned me. That means she likes you. That means, like, you can get to know somebody.
I
like, you care about your friends, and then, like, you can elevate it.
Yeah,
like,
I agree with Jake.
There's
saying,
a friend
actually.
Zone. There's a friend zone work.
The problem it's is that the friend, like there's a lot of expectations. We're like, I want to fuck before
the friend zone definitely
we like
works.
Make a relationship. Like,
well, that's
zone,
actually a real thing. Like, there are studies on that like younger people, especially like economically and stuff, like do all of the really serious relationship stuff, like going to sex first and all that stuff, just to figure out if you're compatible on that before like getting super invested and then right. realizing like we don't function on X, Y, and Z levels. Like, people do that stuff first. Like, that's a real thing that's happening in the world right now.
We're not answering any other questions.
Yeah,
we have to answer one more question.
We
have to answer one more question.
All right, we could do one more question. But do you want to stay on the microphone, Carly? I feel like the more
we
opinions
need,
are
we
possible.
Need the lady now. Yeah, yeah. Like we need.
We're all sharing. What is it? Four mics.
It's humble.
Carly, do you have a female name? Oh. A fake female name for us?
Chartreuse.
Wow.
Chartreuse.
That's a beautiful name.
We got to put Nick on a mic.
It's a party now.
Nick's going to host his own podcast after this.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've been hanging out with the guy recently, but every time it's late and it's... Hello.
Oh my God, I already know where this is going.
So I've been hanging out with a guy recently, but every time it's late and it's time to go to bed, he refuses to sleep over. I've asked him why, and he won't say. He just says it's because it just doesn't want anything to happen. But we've already hooked up. He keeps asking to hang out, but with no sleepovers in sight. Am I being inconsiderate asking for sleepovers, or is this normal? Signed, Chartreuse.
Can I just answer this? This is very clear cut to me.
Okay.
He just wants to sleep with you. And he doesn't want anything more than that. And for him, that's the borders that he's putting up. He's making sure I'm not going to sleep over because of that. Because then when you sleep over, then there's a morning thing. And then you might have to do something together in the morning because you're together. And you know that the person doesn't have to do anything. So like he's just setting up very clear borders for himself. So like if you want something more to happen and you know that he doesn't, then stop doing it.
Do you
sleep if you don't over? Care, then whatever.
Do you guys like sleepovers or no sleepovers?
I'm okay with sleepovers. I'm just saying I'm just saying what he probably.
Yeah.
What if he has like a personal problem? What if he just like has? What if he's really gassy?
Or say he rolls around and snores.
Yeah, he could be a snorer. He could be.
Well,
a,
you don't want to say that. Like,
wait, first of all, if you're gassy, you can be you'll be gassy anywhere. Why is sleeping have anything to do?
What do you, Carl? What do you think? I need to hear because I got an idea.
What did you think about what I just said? What Jonathan Braylock just said?
Okay,
the Braylock opinion.
If Carly Oscar was Chartreuse, I would say yeah, he's probably not down to. Take this super, like, you know what I mean? Like, be right. serious about this. Yep. But I don't know what her situation or what their situation is.
Yeah, what she wants.
Surface level email.
That's exactly it. Sorry, go ahead.
You go.
You don't know what she wants, right?
Yes.
Right. What does she want from
that's
it
what I'm
that's
saying.
Different from what he wants?
It depends.
She doesn't say, she didn't object besides the fact of the sleeping
all she did
over.
Was ask, like, right. do you want to sleep over?
She
said,
wants to sleep
I
want, over.
But she never said that. She was never like, I would really like it if it would make me feel better. If
she's saying that to us.
Yeah.
She's
well, I think what, I think if so, that's my thing is like if she so if she really wants him to sleep over, but doesn't necessarily want a relationship. I shouldn't even say necessarily because this is the thing that we should talk about. I don't know if we have time, but like sometimes women will say, maybe men do this too. I'm sure they do. But I've experienced women will say, I don't want a relationship, but they don't mean that. They just say it because they know that's what a guy wants to hear. But the fact of the matter
Jonathan
is,
Braylock
say
talking.
What you say. Say what you want.
That's Jonathan. For people
whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's Jonathan Braylock.
I'm talking about personal experience. I've experienced it multiple times and I've heard my friends tell me the same thing.
Yeah, Rob Milligan wasn't a friend that told him that, for the record. Maybe that was James III.
Right. No, look, I agree with what JB just said, 110%. But this is what I think needs to happen. It's our truth. It's our truth. This is what you need to do, okay?
It's our truth. I'm sorry.
Okay? You gotta find out, you know what I mean? You got to find out what his aversion to sleeping over is. And you got to tell him why you want him to sleep over. Like, if you just like to cuddle, but it's not love for you, if that's what it is, okay, cool. If you want him to cuddle and you want it to be love, that's also cool, but you got to tell him. If he's a sleep farter, you know what I mean? You got to ask him. You got to ask him why he doesn't want to sleep over. You got to see what that's about. Y'all got to talk it out.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Shark, can I tell Shark? Because I know what's happening right now, okay? I can tell it what's happening. I know what's happening. One of two things. It's basically what we've been talking about.
Okay.
Shark's being friend zoned.
She just said they're hooking up.
No, hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out. No, hear me out. Hear me out. This is a reverse friend zone. This is a reverse friend zone. It's a reverse. It's a reverse.
What is a reverse?
Because she said we've already. She said we already hooked up, or we're already hooking up. She said hooked up. In the past.
Yeah.
So what that means is, hear me out.
Well,
basically what it is like, it's probably one of those things where, like, God knows, I mean, who knows what the situation was when they did hook up. It may have only happened once.
But what if she still is hooking up?
She didn't say hooking up. She said we already.
That's semantics.
Yeah.
It matters. Like it matters because anybody I hook up, I'm hooking up with. I'm like, yeah, man, we're hooking up. Whatever.
Why is it reverse friend zoned?
Because they're still hanging out doing all the friendly things. And at the end of the night, she's like, hey, do you want to come up? And he's like, no, I'm good. Basically, what he's saying is I like hanging out with you. I respect you as a person, but I don't want to take it past this into a sexual.
This happened to a friend of mine who was dating a coworker. And they hooked up like once, but then hung out a lot after that. And like it never went beyond that. And she didn't understand why. She was like, why is this happening? And it was literally exactly what Gerard's saying. Like he just wanted it to go back to the way it was.
This is a clear cut
before.
To me, baby.
Okay, but in that case, honesty is the best policy in that case, then. Just
hey,
Gerard,
please get away from the mic.
He might lose his friend.
Can you please let the lady speak?
No.
Can you say that one more time?
Honesty is the best policy, and I'm not a vigilant person. I will miss it if you...
You rolled your eyes at honesty is the best.
No, it's trite. I get it.
We know why Gerard's single.
It's a dumb thing to say, but it's true, because at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to notice the little microcosms that are going on in this relationship for me to be like, oh, this is exactly what's happening. So if you just ask, or if you just tell someone, like, you know, like if you hook up with someone and you say, like, hey, like, do you want this to happen again? Like, let me know. Cause like, I want to be sure that like, if I say bye or not, like, ask.
I'll tell you right now, the reason, the first thing that really made me start liking the girlfriend that I have right now, the first girlfriend I ever had, and there's a reason for that too. Like, I was very, very, very picky. It's because she was very straight up honest with me from day one. Like, very, very honest. And I was like, oh, here is a person that I could probably do life with because they're going to be honest. And here's the thing. Everybody, there's so many different codes and so many different, like Amir was saying, there's so many different, like, you know, standards of what people think are like socially acceptable and socially unacceptable. But the reality is not all of them line up with each other. And what does line up at the end of the day is people know if you tell the truth, you tell the truth. Like if you just say exactly what is on your mind and stop trying to play these little dumb games.
That's it. Just like a man has never been threatened by a woman before. I've been threatened after telling the truth. You're that is not even a joke. That is legit not a joke.
But you've been...
Okay.
It's also about being compatible, right? Because like I don't necessarily want 100% honesty. I respect that you do.
Yeah, exactly. That's fine.
But like I have like tapped into myself, and I'm like, oh, I like a gray area. I like that we can lie.
Yes.
And I could know your lie and be like, you know what? Awesome. Thank you for doing that.
Well, that's fine. Well, here's my thing. If you want gray area and like gray area, then you can't complain when something happens and you didn't expect it to happen.
You cannot complain.
You can't do that either way.
You can't complain.
Let's take it back.
Let's take it back to Amir's funeral. Okay.
I'm done.
Because no, really.
I died 8 minutes ago.
Because at Jamiroquai's funeral, he wants people to be there because they love him, right? And the people will be there. People will love you if you are straight up with them. even though, and we hear people saying that, you know what? I think I like it if people lie to me. I think I like it. And Gerard has even said
don't be saying my name so much.
Gerard has even said that he respects that, right?
Look, man, I just want to feel loved. So if you got to lie to me,
you know what
feel
it is.
Loved,
but I'm saying it's not even honesty versus not honesty. It's just do you, and you'll attract other people that do that. And if games respect games, and then honesty,
yes,
or
yes,
honest,
right, yes.
So attract your messy life, up. And that's fine.
Yeah. I don't want
to hear you complaining about
you're
it.
Judging.
You complain
you're
about
judging.
It, son.
Because I try to be honest to the world, and when I do, the shit don't go well. Okay?
You are ridiculous.
It doesn't. It literally doesn't. I'm like, hey, listen, I don't think this should work. Why not? And I'm like, oh.
You don't need to answer that because what? That's on them now.
No, because now, because the thing is, at the end of the day, as a man, like if I don't say anything, now I'm the dude. Like, don't mess with
Gerard
because he didn't do.
No, you are not.
I've seen it happen.
You will complete.
I'm done.
Okay.
I've seen it happen.
We have to stop talking.
What's happened to?
Guys.
I'm in these streets.
But they're messed up.
This is great, though, because your podcast comes out, the day on what day of the week is your
Friday.
Friday? So this is coming out on a Monday. Like, we might, this conversation is going to happen. Me and Amir are coming on Black Man Can't Jump.
Yeah. Before we go, why don't you, one of you, explain what your podcast is, just so our listeners can have an idea about what to expect from your show versus ours.
All right. So this is John the Braylock.
A lot of yelling.
Our podcast, once again, is Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood. We review the films of leading black actors, and then we break them down in the context of race, and we talk about why there are so few leading people of color in movies. And we're talking about major pictures.
Major studio pictures, no indie films.
So, yeah, we just talk about the film, we talk about the race, we talk about the actor, whatever. We've had great guests on the show. Keegan-Michael Key's been on.
Phoebe Robinson.
Phoebe Robinson, Natasha Rothwell, Turo Castro, Cypher Sounds. So, yeah, that's what we do. And check it out.
Sweet. Awesome. James, John, Gerard, Carly.
Yes.
Carly
so
was...
So many.
Carly, you're awesome.
Thank you.
Don't let Gerard corrupt your mind.
I was on your... First of all, who was on your side when we started this?
Was it just because you were sitting closest to me, though?
Or no, don't do that.
Like, ultimately, on one side of the argument.
Ultimately, she said, I will just repeat.
We should end the show.
We're going to fade it out into a last song. Thoughts. Thanks for listening,
Jacob,
everybody.
Thank
guys,
you.
Keep talking.
No more.
Keep it honest.
Yes, thank you. Thanks.
No, hold on, wait. Am I still going? Nick, is it still on? Do they still hear me?